Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station out of our Studio E, broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, let's not forget that we also are out there and giving a big shout out to all of our workers that are out there, as well as our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to the over-the-road truck drivers out there, the 18-wheel drivers, we appreciate everything that you are doing out there. Thank you so very, very much. And let's not forget either the FedEx and the UPS and, of course, our bulk mail center haulers out there, too, delivering the mail to the bulk mail centers and then eventually to the post offices for delivery to your door today. And, of course, our suicide jockeys are keeping the gasoline and the diesel moving along, as well as the jet fuel. And you can also find our Amazon workers working tonight, keeping things moving along so you can get your packages from Amazon. And thanks go out to the drivers there with that company. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. A lot of people chimed in over there tonight and still are, and we appreciate all of that. You can also check us out by going over to Gab and MeWe and Parler and Getter and Truth Social and the Twitter page as well. We're there as Captain's America. Captain's America gets you over there to find us. And then again, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That would be thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, and you will find a link over there for this young lady right here. You'll be able to go right to her website, her pages, and see what it is that she's up to, other than Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com.
Hey, good morning.
Yippee-i-yo, call Patty. All righty, thank you very much, boys and girls. They went back inside because it's just a little bit too nippy for them tonight, so we'll let them do that. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America. And to the Republic
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. So there you have it. Okay, back to the drawing board. We started out talking about the Russian jets that were buzzing our drone yesterday, and they got a little bit too close, whacked the back end of it. Apparently they hit the propeller, and our people took the drone down. They said they shot it down, but that's not what happened. Our people took the drone down, and then we did what we had to do with it. So that's where we're at with that, and we're just sitting here scratching our head, talking during the break. I wonder what we're going to do about it, and I think we both said the word nothing.
Yeah, the only thing that we did is we do what they call recall the ambassador. So the Russian ambassador to the United States got called over to the State Department. Blah, blah, blah. quite frankly, I would be hitting the Russian oligarchs for the $14 million to get our money back for the drone.
Yep.
Now, why do I say oligarchs? Because I want to continue to cause a rift between Putin and the oligarchs.
Yep.
And, you know, have a wider crack in his Praetorian Guard.
Uh-huh.
That's how I would handle it. But let's also remember, too, that we had naval forces in the Black Sea early on in this invasion, this war between Russia and Ukraine,
uh-huh.
and Biden pulled them out. So if we hadn't have pulled those out, do you think that incident would have happened? I would say no.
Mm-hmm. I would say I agree with you 100%. So there you go. Now, we also found out yesterday that U.S.-trained Afghans are fighting the Taliban, and they're trying to get our support to see if we'll help them over in Afghanistan.
Well, that's not a new condition at all. They've been doing it, especially in the northern part of the country. But, you know, nobody's got the stomach for any of it. Not under the Biden administration.
I think I would rather help them more so than the Ukrainians. That's just me.
Ooh, not me, but okay.
Okay, well somebody's going to happen. There's somebody's going to be doing something over there pretty soon. I don't know what the soon is. Okay, so Joey Boy Biden is doing executive orders on gun control again here. The last time they tried this, it was Barack Obama, and it didn't work. It didn't fly. The Supreme Court shot it down.
Well, you know, the White House has something called the Office of Legal Counsel. And the Office of Legal Counsel, you know, run by a bunch of radical left-wing lawyers, they have the responsibility to go through the language of everything that happens on paper in that White House. And, you know, in this case, they're up for not bothering to do this. So that's where we are.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
And thank you very much, Kyle Warren. Appreciate that. And by the way, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. Now, they're part of a tradition, because GEICO has been saving people money for over 85 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers. Now, you can go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. You can get a rate quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a boat. Maybe you got an ATV. Maybe you got a motorcycle. Maybe you got an RV. You can bundle all those together with your car policy and save some money. But where you really save the big money is when you bundle your homeowner's insurance or your renter's insurance or your condo insurance on your auto policy. That's where you save a bunch of money. And you're going to want to know about that, because it's this big surprise when you find out. And I've actually done that. So it was a surprise to me when I saw how much I saved. So that's GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there and see what they can do for you. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have Bagab and Bob on the telephone line. We're going to go to him, see what's on his mind. Okay there, Mr. Bagab and Bob, what's going on?
Yes, sir, Captain. What do you think the chances of Biden's these latest revelations about his finances and all this $3.5 million transactions and who it went to, and will they uncover a link to Biden directly? I know his family members, and can they be prosecuted? And the other thing I want to ask about, is there any chance that Biden will get primaried by any serious contender. All right, that's it, Captain.
Well, the answer to the primary is yes. I believe somebody will come out to primary him. That's number one. Number two, did you hear him say, and somewhere along the line I seem to remember this comment a few years back, well, when I was 21, I snuck in the back door of the Senate to hear something, and I got myself arrested. Did you hear that comment yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Well, it was said, and upon further inspection, I did. I should have kept the audio, but I didn't. I got to go find it again. It's just stupid the way it was said.
As far as the money that he back then Bob was talking about,
yep.
It looks like the unknown or unrecognized Biden family member was his sister-in-law.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, James Comer, the head of the Oversight Committee now, has gotten a hold of at least one set of bank records, or I should say bank records from one particular bank.
Yep.
And it shows where the money came in. I think it was $3 million.
Right.
It was wired in. And it immediately was distributed to family members. And apparently it looks like one of them may have been his sister-in-law, who was well-connected, I might add.
Yep.
So, what do they say? Follow the money, which is what Comer is doing. And now
right.
The Department of Justice has finally said that they will cooperate with the Oversight Committee. And I think it's only because Comer has gotten his hands on some things that is going to embarrass the Department of Justice. And, there's more to come, but has already embarrassed the Department of Justice. So, I think that the Department of Justice finally said, or meaning Treasury, will cooperate. But when Biden had to go out and get himself a $250,000 line of credit against his house, his vacation house, I think that's to pay legal bills. But if they hire Abby Lowell, which apparently they have, that money's not going to last very long because Abby Lowell charges about $1,500 an hour.
Wow.
So, he's one of the top lawyers in Washington, D.C. So we'll see.
Now, there's a deal going on here right now with, and I got to get this right, Moody's. You know who they are, right?
Sure.
Moody's has cut the outlook for U.S. banking to negative for the rest of the year, negative. And the core consumer inflation is accelerating, being pushed up by rising housing costs. In the meantime, private equity giants are preparing to snatch up the SVB assets, and we were hearing that the leader in the clubhouse was the HSBC Bank, which is the Bank of Hong Kong, a.k.a. China.
All right, well, HSBC already bought the U.K. division of SVB. Uh-huh. They bought it for £1, otherwise known as $1.
Right.
The assets for SVB United States have already been put on the auction block. And apparently, and that happened Sunday night, apparently there weren't enough takers. So they're kind of up in that game. But as far as the rest of the bank, the outlook for the rest of the banking world here in the United States, they should all be kind of put on notice. Now, I wouldn't say that, you know, all of them are in a bad situation, not by a long stretch. But this tells you that where were the bank regulators, where was the Federal Reserve, and what are the results of the stress tests that these banks are supposed to have.
Right.
And I think a lot of people were dropping the ball on this one. But the Department of Justice yesterday announced that they were going to step in and investigate this thing. But why would they do that with SVB? Well, only mostly because the CEO sold off a pile of stock, 2 weeks before this thing was getting ready to collapse.
Right.
But I will say this, too. Some of the blame goes on the Biden administration for the ridiculous spending that they're doing, which is causing inflation. When you cause inflation, it forces the Federal Reserve, it points to raise interest rates. When you raise interest rates, then the bonds become less valuable, and that is the trouble with SVB and several other banks. And the leadership at SVB and Signature Bank virtually did nothing, nothing that they should have done. So they should have been having board meetings. They should have done certain filings. They should have, you know, lots of things they could have done. We shall see where this continues to go. But the United States or the taxpayer is on the hook for this. Don't let Biden tell you that they're not, because they are.
That's right. That's right. And they're lying again when they say that.
Yes. Completely lying.
Yep. Because, again, all you got to do is go back to 2008, what happened back then when we had the last significant series of banks like this take place, and the people bailed them out.
Well, let me put things in perspective. All of the bank's deposits in the United States, if you added up all the bank's money in the United States, how much do you think that would come to?
I have no idea.
$10 trillion.
Okay.
$10 trillion. The U.S. debt is at $31.4 trillion. Let's put that in perspective.
Right.
So all the money in the United States, all of the money, all of it, the debt is three times bigger.
Hmm. Yep. Makes sense, though, when you look at the numbers and numbers.
It should be terrifying.
It is.
The debt is three times bigger than all the money in the United States.
Yep.
And this cat, you know, runs around telling everybody that the rich should pay and corporations should pay their fair share.
Well, he's one of them. So will he pay his fair share?
Whatever.
All right, I got the music coming up in my ear. To be continued, have yourself a great day and enjoy the weather.
All right, thank you very much.
All righty, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go out there, check it out, see what you can find over there at their website, founderscode.com. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
U.S.
USA News Update. The Pentagon is calling Russia's interception of a U.S. drone over the Black Sea unprofessional.
Two Russian Su-27 aircraft conducted unsafe and unprofessional intercept with a U.S. Air Force intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance unmanned MQ-9 aircraft.
Russian jets forced down a U.S. drone flying in international airspace Tuesday morning. Brigadier General Pat Ryder said these type of aircraft have been flying over the region for some time, and intercepts are not uncommon. The state of Ohio suing railroad company Norfolk Southern over the toxic train derailment in East Palestine last month. Attorney General Dave Yost announced the state seeking damages, civil penalties, and a declarative judgment that Norfolk Southern is responsible.
Among the things we note in the complaint are Norfolk Southern's escalating accident rates, up 80% over 10 years.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our Military and Veterans News Report, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember, they have two campuses to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at after they get a chance to tell you about themselves, the National Aviation Academy. And here they are right now for you to hear.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. Now, I'm over here on this side of the bay, the east side, and they're over there on the west side of the bay in Clearwater. They've got their student facility where the workshop is right there in the airport, the St. Pete Clearwater Airport. And, of course, their campus text rooms are over there on Ulmerton at State Route at US 19. See them right there on the east side of the road. Now, they also have a facility up in Concord, Massachusetts. And it's another easy-to-find facility up there. Same thing applies, only you're learning in Massachusetts, not Florida. You can ask to take the tour. Again, the phone number to call is 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. That's the number to call. Ask to take the tour. You want to take a tour of both their facilities? You can. That's up to you. Totally up to you. Now, when you go on the tour, you'll be able to talk to not only the students that are there, also the teachers that are there, and the people that handle the financing. That'll answer any questions you have about a student loan, if that's what you need. But if you're military, you more than likely will have your GI Bill and some benefits left there, if not all of them. Whatever the case, check them out. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. One more time, 800-659-2080. Give them a call at that number and see what they can do for you. Now, the military services are grappling right now with filling their ranks in the budget. The White House budget is calling for more troops with next year's budget, but that hope for result, as administrative budgets are being tempered, by the reality that low national unemployment and shrinking proof of young people interested in serving remains to be safe, while harder to accomplish. Now, the Army's end strength is continuing to decrease under its recent budget request. Fewer people serving in the Army. I will tell you this, they are expanding the Space Force. And if I was doing this over again, I would seriously consider the Space Force. I would seriously consider, because that's something that you can do without much trouble at all. A lot of it is what you already know, common sense. Now, the U.S. Navy intends to decommission 11 ships in fiscal 2024, including 8 ahead of their planned and out-of-service life. Fewer than 24 that it requested to be discommissioned in the fiscal year 2023 submission. But still, it's likely to regimate the debate on Capitol Hill about what's going on with the Navy. And we'll just have to sit back and wait and see, because it's one of those things where you don't know if they're doing something positive or negative or what the story is until you get a chance to put it all through your little memory bank. Now, the Department of the Air Force's request for $215.1 billion in fiscal year 2024 was unveiled on Monday. Now, that would maintain the status quo through the marginal decrease in jobs and still enough time in the cockpit to keep Americans' pilots' skills fresh. Now, you might know that we've had a situation where we don't have as many pilots as we need to have right now, so there's some things going on. All right, I'm going to go to the telephone line, so let me get over here and... Good morning. Is that you, Ian?
Yeah, it's me. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'm going to say something, and you're probably not going to like it, neither is the audience, because it's going to be misinterpreted as anti-American, but it's not. You know why the military's having a shortage? A lot of it? Because young people, yeah, they're naive and, you know, they're stupid in a sense because they don't have the life experience, but they're not dumb about one thing. Your regular average heritage American is not going to sign up for and fight and potentially die for a government that hates them, that tells us we're racist, we're oppressors, we're useless, okay? That the white people are the fault of everything. Because basically, who basically joins the military? Especially white people from the South, the working class, like the Northeast and working class, or the West. So that's why people aren't joining, because they're figuring out, hey, why am I going to go fight and die for this government? They hate us and want to get rid of us. And I say one more thing before I go. If they love the illegal aliens that they've been bringing in here since 1965, the so-called new Americans, let them go fight and die while the rest of us sit at home. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, they have a program to allow the illegals when they get here become citizens by joining the military. That's been around for quite a while. But I think the problem is patriotism or the lack thereof. It's not being taught like it was when I went to school. You don't see the pledge every day. You don't stand up and learn how to salute the flag, put your hand over your heart when they play the national anthem. It's just not being done. They're not teaching patriotism to the kids. Now, this is for the most part the public schools. It certainly isn't going to be a private school. It's not going to be a Christian school. It's not going to be a military school because they do all of the above. I know. I've been there. I've seen them. But here's the thing. Until we get that sense of patriotism back, and we can do it. It all starts at the home. All starts at the house. Till we get that sense of patriotism back, it's not going to happen. And the schools, I don't see them doing it anytime soon because, you know, damned if you do, damned if you don't. But that's just me. That's just me. They need to go back to teaching patriotism. Matter of fact, I remember we had a one day of the week, a red, white, and blue day, where we would wear our colors to school. And that went from elementary school all the way through my senior year in high school. But that was just us. And it worked. And we kept the patriotism bell alive in our community and in our schools. But what do I know? What do I know? I mean, gosh, we couldn't try something like that. We couldn't try something like that. That might offend somebody. Well, if you're offended by me and the American flag, then I will personally help you go to where whatever communist country you want to go to. I'll personally put you on the plane and see to it that you get there. And they take you off that plane when you get to where you're going. All right. Enough about that. I'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You betcha, and welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch. And before I get into my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, I want to remind everybody that Moss Acura brings you this portion of the program from the Moss Family Automotive Group. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. Now, they are located here in Tampa on the North Florida Avenue exit. And by the way, that's off 275. And they're located right next door to Moss Nissan. So you got the Nissan dealer and the Acura dealer side by side right there on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Now, you can go to the website, MossAcura.com, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, and take a look at the You Serve, You Save program, where you get discounts on the vehicles that you're thinking about buying because you've been either a veteran or an active duty member currently, or maybe you are a firefighter, an EMT, or maybe you are a police officer currently or previously. All of that counts. And guess what? You'll also get money taken off the vehicle that you're going to buy. It could save you thousands of dollars in the process. We'll see. Everybody's a little bit different. So that's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, and that's Moss, Acura.com. It's where you're going to go. On Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. Okay, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. And at least you're not shoveling snow, right?
No, no snow.
I do believe, by the looks at the map, though, my friend, if you were in Syracuse, I know if you were at Albany, you'd have a shovel in your hand.
Oh, I'm darn sure about that. I mean, it was snowing pretty hard here yesterday. It just nothing would stick. It was just too warm, and the ground was too wet. But, upstate, they got hit pretty hard.
Yes, they did. Now, got to talk about this Russian pair of jets that were playing chicken with our drone. They managed to bump the drone and hit the propeller, and it caused the drone to go down, but we were still in control of it. The Russians did not shoot it down, as was claimed earlier, and we have a situation where it lost all the power, so what they decided to do, by they I mean our Air Force, was they're going to somehow or another destroy the thing. And I guess they're going to take the guts, the brain work and all that, and they're going to recoup it by putting it on a ship or whatever the situation may be there and flying it out or driving it out, literally, whatever the case may be, because they've been talking about aircraft too, but I'm not sure they're going to be able to do that because we got a real bad situation going on in the Black Sea right now.
Well, I don't know what the nuances of what happened there. It would seem to me that'd be, a plane, deliberately crashing into something midair. I don't know. I mean, is that a tactic that is normally used? I mean, it seemed like you could damage your plane pretty easily and hurt yourself in that situation.
No, it's not. It's the first time this has been done like this.
Yeah, so I don't know. I find it hard to believe that that's what the pilot was trying to do. You're going to damage your own plane. Who knows what could happen? I think that we've got to get more information in regards to this. I think this is probably the pilot's trying to engage and they screwed up, and they ended up clipping it. I don't think that they did it intentionally.
Well, wait till you hear this. The first time they flew over it, they dumped fuel on it to try to blind it with fuel so it couldn't see what it was looking at or whatever.
I saw that.
Yeah, that didn't work either, by the way. But had that been a jet aircraft and not a propeller-driven aircraft, you might have had a fire, might have brought the whole thing down.
Just saying. I don't know that the tactics in going about dealing with drones. I know that we summoned their ambassador.
Yep.
So we'll see what's going to happen next. As far as the type of technology and the things that we have compared to Russia, there really is no comparison. This is why, again, I find it very, very hard to believe that it was intentionally clipped by a pilot. I mean, because it's too many bad things could happen.
Yeah, and my prediction is that nothing is going to happen as a result of it. They may get a letter of protest or something like that from Biden, but that's it.
Yeah, that's probably about it. You're probably right there.
Yeah, I hate to be right about that, but yeah, that's about the way I feel about it. Okay, now, got to talk about these banks and the continuation of what appears to be more banks or another bank, don't know which, or some sort of private equity firms going out of business. What are you seeing right now? What is your crystal ball telling you?
Private equity is private equity. They invest in speculative things all the time. I could really care less about that. Banks, I don't know. I don't know who else is next or, who could. I mean, the one that looks precarious right now is a big one. Is Credit Suisse, but they've been in trouble for a very long period of time.
Yes, they have.
But there's people saying that there's cracks in the banking system and other places as well. What the Fed has allowed these banks to do is kind of almost a get-out-of-jail-free card by allowing them to take their paper that's underwater and, basically deposit it over at the Fed and then get a loan based upon that underwater paper at its face value. So Again, that's a pretty good deal. And I think a lot of these banks will probably take them up. But that facility is good for a year. Again, they can always extend it. Who knows?
Wouldn't it be nice if we could do that?
It would be. But, you know, again, I am more under the belief, Matt, that you know, when things fail, you got to let them fail.
Well, yeah, we talked about that. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, what we do is we end up creating zombie companies out there. I mean, I'm the same way. I'm consistent with this. It's the same way when it came to the automakers. They should have gone under. They should have gone under, and the entire industry could have recouped and rejiggered, and, you know, somebody would have bought certain brands, and you move on. I mean, that's a part of capitalism. Failure is a part of it. You go to Joseph Schumpeter, who's a famous economist, talked about creative destruction. You know, if you don't get it right, you know, like Gordon Jekyll said, you get eliminated, and that's just the way things are supposed to work. We have facilities in place. We have FDIC insurance up to $250,000, which I think is more than reasonable. And, you know, this is how we deal with it. It shouldn't be a big deal. It should be, okay, you mismanaged your portfolio. It's time for you to go now.
And if push came to shove and you did have to regroup and reorganize a company, there is a bankruptcy for that reorganizing. It's no big deal. People do it all the time.
Yeah, you go into reorganization, and you know, you know, again, many of these companies, you know, you work with the lenders in regards to restructuring debt. I understand how all that works, that's part of capitalism. Part of capitalism is, you know, your failure.
Now, core consumer inflation is accelerating right now, and we're hearing it's being pushed up by the rising housing costs.
Yeah, I'm not buying that at all.
Well, I don't see it down here. The housing costs down here aren't up. If anything, they've dropped a little bit.
Yeah, Tampa's starting to come down. Vegas is way down. Seattle, many markets around the country have come down quite a bit. I'm not buying into that notion right now. I think that the rate raises, you know, which basically coincided with mortgage rates going up, have put a damper on the price of homes. I still think it has a long way to go to the downside, but yeah, the trend is down, not up.
Well, here's something that I didn't think I would hear discussed in my lifetime, but here it comes. Arizona Senator Mark Kelly wants a social media censorship to prevent the bank runs that we're starting to see right now?
How can you do that? I don't know. I mean, you know, oh, geez, that's wonderful. It sounds good. But, no, I mean, it's the reality of communication today. And the reality is that, when Ben Franklin said a lie can make its way halfway around the world before the truth gets out the front door, with social media, make its way around the world a million times before the truth gets out the front door.
All right, my friend, I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day. All right, that's our pal Chris Markowski from the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more. Coming right up, right after the top of the hour news.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.